We welcome all of you today to Grace Bible Church. We're so glad that you're here. In our call to worship today, I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 in the second verse. It says, "But when after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention," or with tension. You know, there are many people today around the globe that are suffering. There are Christians that are going through great suffering. I know in Pakistan, even today, there are several believers that are facing execution. I was made aware of that yesterday by Open Doors Missions, and they said that there are approximately 25 believers that were simply brought up on charges of attacking the Muslim faith by their preaching. And you know what they were doing? Reading the Bible aloud. And so there are people that are suffering. And the Apostle Paul and Silas came to Thessalonica after being terribly treated at Philippi. And my point is this. That would be something that most of us would say, well, that'll take the wind out of your sails. And yet we find Paul and Silas saying, we are coming emboldened to preach to you the gospel. They had not lost anything. Their beatings and their being put in stocks and bonds did not keep them and did not even approach their thinking that, oh, well, we need to stop doing this. This is getting painful. No, he said, we are bold in our communication of the gospel to you. You know, I have found through the years of people that I have known that have gone through terrible persecution. Dr. Chirion in South India has mentioned that many, many times that he's been attacked, things thrown at him. And he said, I'm just more empowered to carry the gospel forth to the Hindus and to the Muslims. They can throw whatever they want, but I love Jesus and I want them to know my Savior. There is something about the empowering of the Holy Spirit within to continue to be bold for the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we want to pray for those that are suffering around the world for the cause of Jesus Christ. It's not just in India, it's not just in Pakistan, but it's in several places. Mexico is one place where many Christians suffer because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And so may we be encouraged to be bold for the Lord Jesus Christ as we enter into this new week.